Welcome to the Priority Now podcast, encouraging women to become better disciples of Jesus. Priority Now is hosted by Carmen Halsey of the Illinois Baptist State Association.
Hi, friends. This is Carmen, and welcome to this week's Priority Podcast. We are excited that you're on this journey with us. And today, I'm real excited because we're going to spotlight Awesome, our teenage girls conference, and a lot of good things happen there. And today, you get the privilege of meeting some of that faculty that's working with us on this awesome conference, but also this online community that we're building for our teenage girls. So today, we have with us Carrie Jones and Haley Ahn, Betsy Bolick, and Savannah Wood. So ladies, say hello to the Illinois Baptist women.
Hi.
I want them to get to know you, and we're going to have some conversation. But before we do, just take a minute and just quickly tell our friends just a little bit about you, how you were connected to Awesome, what God has you doing right now, so they can understand what a privilege it is to have you to be investing in our student girls.
Well, hey, I am Carrie Jones. I am a former Illinois girl now living in Western Kentucky. I grew up as a part of the Illinois Baptist Association. My dad worked there. And that's how I got connected with Carmen. Loved being to be a what used to be called Girls in Action. I think they had that growing up and always been really passionate about women's ministry. Went to Southern Seminary a couple years ago and got a master's degree in leadership. And so I'm excited to go on this journey with you all, to be on the Awesome team. I got to be at the conference last year and excited as we continue to develop content for you guys and to get to know you, to get to know your girls. I currently teach sixth grade, and so I love hanging out with middle schoolers. And so that is a little bit about me. I have an awesome husband. I've been married for almost one incredible year. And I have a dog named Bolt, who I love. My husband thinks I love more than him, which is not true, but I do love my dog.
My name is Haley Ahn. And like Carrie, I also grew up in Girls in Action, but I don't know if you can tell it from my accent, but I am from Georgia. And I've actually been transplanted up north because I got married 7 months ago. But before that, I've lived in, I don't even know how many countries anymore, in South Asia, Central America, and Europe. And I worked with South Asians for the most part all over the world, even when I was in Europe. I really do have a heart for the world. And that started for me as a teenager. I would go on mission trips every year, and I really wish I had somebody to like foster that love in me. I wish I had somebody to guide me and to mentor me through that. But everybody surrounding me had always lived in the place where they lived and had always worked in the place where they had worked. And I had small glimpses of the world through like international students coming to stay with us because our family loved to host international students. And so I got to experience the world in that way. But I didn't really have anybody guiding me through what that would look like as me living overseas or me serving people of a different culture. And so at the age of 21, I had finished college. I have a degree in business and I moved overseas and I made a lot of mistakes, guys, so many. And God had to refine me over and over and over again. And he's still not done. He's still got so much to do. And the things and the adventures he sent me on blow my mind. This girl from Central Georgia, he just took me and he showed me what an amazing place that this world is that he's created. And I really want to be that mentor to other young ladies that I really wanted. And so that's one of the reasons why I am so excited to be involved in Awesome. And so now, because of getting married and because of all of that, my ministry isn't overseas as much anymore. It's now in the States, but I still have a heart for the nations. And I married someone who also has a heart for the nations. And so we travel often to still express that love in us.
So my name is Betsy, and My name's Savannah.
And we are from North Carolina. We live in Boone, and we serve on a ministry called Small Enough Ministries. And for those that attended Awesome last year, some of y'all may remember us. And really, our heart and our passion is to instill the Word of God in the next generation. For me, when I was in high school and into college, I began to study the Word of God for myself. I grew up in a Christian home, a very loving, godly Christian home, and was read the Bible. Like, my parents read the Bible to me a lot, and I grew up in church, but never really knew how to study it for myself. And when I entered high school and college, the Word of God just came alive to me, and it changed my entire identity. It flipped me inside out in a really powerful way. It gave me purpose and joy, and it taught me about who God is. And as a result of that, who I am in Christ. And so it's my greatest joy and passion to impart the words of life to the next generation, because I think that's what y'all are in desperate need for. I know that's what you're in desperate need for, because it's living and it's active, and it provides hope in the midst of hopelessness and purpose where there is none, and joy and peace sends you out into the Great Commission. And so that is our hope this year, is that we would share the Word of God with y'all.
And so, as I said earlier, my name's Savannah, and just a little bit about me is I'm from Boone, North Carolina, like Betsy just mentioned, and yes, I have a pretty country accent too, so Haley, I'm right there with you. I feel like mine's worse, but it's okay. But I am 24 years old, and I was really active in sports growing up. I love basketball, and I love playing golf. I play golf more now because I feel like I'm too old to play as much basketball. My body hurts. But I was fortunate to play golf in college, and I played for Appalachian State University. And just like Betsy, I grew up in a great Christian home with some amazing parents, had a great church, but I was never kind of told or taught how to study God's word until college. And so Betsy, actually, her and her sister opened up their living room floor to me and some other athletes while we were in college, and we would eat together, and that was always super fun. Had a lot of carbs, a lot of sweets. It was good. And then we would go into their living room and we would go through a book of the Bible verse by verse. And God truly changed my heart through his word on that floor. And so the Lord just revealed sin in my heart that I had never realized. He started to transform my heart to look more like Jesus. And ultimately, he just showed me that I had been building a kingdom for myself in my sports, rather than building his kingdom through my sport. And so really started to see this through God's word and faithful discipleship. God just stirred my heart for the teammates on my team, and saw that their mission field is right before me. I'm just a little girl with a country accent from Boone, North Carolina, and God's gifted me to hit a white golf ball into a hole. And you can walk along the course and talk with these girls that you might not have anything in common with, but God's word has changed my heart. And then just as a part of that, I get to share the hope of the gospel then. And so just as Betsy said, it's my heart to really do the same for the next generation of women as really like Betsy did for me, and through just God's word and prayer and the power of the Holy Spirit.
I am smiling ear to ear listening to you ladies share a little bit about yourself, because I just know what a gift God's give Illinois. The fact that you guys are willing to share your time and to invest in our leaders that are working with our students, specifically our girl students across the state, and also the resources and just your experience in your hearts that you're going to bring to pour into these young girls who are trying to find their way. And just personally, because can I just say I'm a better Carmen being around you guys? Seriously, you guys just I guess it's that iron sharpens iron, and I'm trying to watch the way I say that so that my Eastern Kentucky accent doesn't play out. So I'm grateful. What I want to do, I wanted today the ladies to get to meet you and hear a little bit about you and why we've picked you to come alongside of this journey with us. And so I want to tell them a little bit about what our vision is, and then I want you guys to be able to speak into that. We are not trying to take the role of the local church. The local church is there to disciple and to make disciples of these young girls specifically. The reality is, though, we have a lot of small churches. And that's not a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's just sometimes we don't have a whole lot of students that are in one of those churches. So sometimes we're thinking that and especially in the midst of COVID, I think it's showing us what we can do through online communities. So it's really fostering this idea of can we provide an opportunity for our leaders to be able to be educated and ask hard questions about what's going on in the lives of our girls so that they can better lead them and engage them and invest into their lives. And the other thing is, can we provide that safe place for our student girls to be able to connect with, that they're going to be taught how to study the Word of God, so that's coming back as the ground zero, the truth in their life, but also be around other students their age that are walking the same culture at the same time on this particular season in God's kingdom calendar. What I want to do is, Haley, I know you're going to lead out for us with missions, Carrie leadership development, Savannah and Betsy, the Bible study. So spend just a few minutes, speak into them what you hope to bring to the community to spur these girls on, but also to pour into them as leaders.
So for me, Carmen, this is Haley on. It is going back to that time in my life when I wished that I had had somebody to speak about missions to me. And so I'm pulling on that past desire, but also now I have an arsenal full of different techniques and tools that I learned while I was overseas to help mentor these young ladies. And it's not just me telling them about what's going on in the world. To me, missions is, what are ways that God can use you where you're at? Like, what tools do you have to reach the people where you're at? And it's simple things like how to ask a question that can lead a conversation in one direction, or how to be compassionate and how to listen. Like, what does that look like in scripture? And it's always going back to God's word. It's always going back to scripture, because that is our foundation of why we do what we do. And so it's using different techniques that I've learned and teaching young ladies how to do that. But I also want to highlight different places in the world. I want to interview past colleagues that are living overseas to ask them what they're doing, what they're using. I want the girls to begin to examine what their calling is, what their future is, what their direction is. I would love for them to begin asking these big questions and begin seeking who the Lord is in their life and who He wants them to be. Not some big drastic change, but refining who they are, who He created them to be. So that's my heart and my desire of what I think the missions component is.
Hey, Carmen, it's Carrie. And I love your question that you just asked. I think for me, I have such a heart for leadership development, and something that I always want to talk about with my husband or with people around me on a daily basis. I think that stems from middle school and high school, having youth leaders really see early on in my life that I was really passionate about the gospel and about sharing that with other people, and then helping other people figure out their God-given strengths, talents, abilities. I also love asking questions. And so I think for me, I want to take all those things and help these leaders find the strengths in their girls and their youth groups and their churches and their communities, so that they can be all that God has called them to be. Sometimes we just need someone to come alongside us and say, like, hey, I see these strengths in you. And sometimes you already see them in yourself and you don't know how to use them. And sometimes, you know, you haven't even realized them yet. And so I think, you know, as believers, as Christians, God has called all of us to really specific roles. He's given us talents and abilities. And often, sometimes as young women, and even as older women, like, we don't know how to use those in the church, and we feel maybe restrained. And so just over the past maybe 5 to 10 years, I think God's really showed me how He can use my gifts and abilities in the church and then in my community. As I've grown in life and seasons have changed, now I'm a wife, and so I'm learning how to use those things in my marriage. And just excited to be along for the journey.
This is Savannah. So one of my favorite quotes, I believe it's by Charles Spurgeon. He says, "Read many books, but live in the Bible." I just thought about growing up, like, it's hard to live somewhere that we kind of feel like we're ignorant or know nothing about. And a lot of times growing up, when I tried to read the Bible, I would go to the same passages that always like really encouraged me, but kind of like cherry picked them and only know a few scriptures or a few passages. Because then when I started to look and read passages that were unclear to me or didn't really make sense, it almost was like I was reading another language or like different symbols or something. Like it was Chinese or Spanish or something. It definitely was English in what I knew. So really it's kind of like echoing what Haley and Carrie was saying of just our heart to come alongside you to see like, how do we study scripture? Like we know how we read a text message when someone sends it to us. We start at the beginning of the message that they sent. We read all the way through it until the end, and then we respond. But a lot of times in the Bible, books of the Bible are letters written. And like I was saying, I used to just kind of go through and pick my favorite parts of the letter. But in picking quote unquote my favorite parts, I missed the message of what God was really saying through that letter and through the writer there. So really it's just coming alongside and helping you, and as we learn, continue to learn and grow more too, of like, how do we rightly read God's word, understand God's word, so then that we can rightly apply God's word to our lives.
Yeah, really, it just excites me when I hear from Carrie and Haley and Savannah, and just the way that the three kind of seem to come together so powerfully. And it's just encouraging to me. And I know, again, for me, like scripture says, this is my comfort and my affliction, for your word has given me life. You know, it also says in scripture, how will they know if somebody doesn't tell them? And so just really want to thank the leaders that are faithfully pouring into girls in Illinois. And that, I mean, the work and the effort that you're doing is eternal, and it's hard, and to not grow weary and faint-hearted. And so at least for myself and Savannah, we want to come alongside of y'all and help you do what you're already doing, and really encourage y'all in sharing the word of God with your students, because there's nothing, in my opinion, that we can teach that's more powerful than the word of God. And it just changes lives. And so I'm excited about the opportunity to do that, and excited about learning more about your girls and more about what God is teaching them, because they know how to study. They are students of science and math and all of those things. They know how to study, but really wanting to come alongside them to teach them about, like Savannah said, the most important book, the book that changes lives.
This fall's conference for Awesome. We're featuring our special guest, Missy Branch, coming out of North Carolina. And she's coming on the recommendation of you ladies, all three of you guys, you know, thumbs that up to say she is somebody that's solid, that will teach the word, that will bring the girls into the word. So as we wind down, if you could speak to the leaders, why connect to this year's Awesome Conference? What's the purpose of the conference? And then if somebody else would speak to why the community, why connect to the community that we're launching online for leaders, and why would they have their students connect?
I think the importance is that we need each other as the universal church, and that we can never have enough people pouring into the next generation. There's never enough godly women. I think about my niece who's 7 years old, and the thing that I want the most for her life is for an army of godly women to be pouring into her how to lead like Jesus, how to go on mission like Acts 1:8, that they would go therefore and make disciples, that they would be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, and all Samaria, that they would know the word, that they would hide his word in their heart so that they would not sin against him. And so I think it's just this idea of running the race alongside one another, in community with one another, that we don't grow weary and faint-hearted because we look over and we see our sister running just as fast and just as hard and just as diligent in this race of endurance. And so I think the reason for the connection is because we want to know that we're all in this together, and that community is important, and that this is the next generation of Elizabeth Elliot. And if we don't, as a community, pour into them, how will they know if somebody does not tell them?
Our speaker that's coming, I think the reason why we all gave her a thumbs up is because we know she is all about the gospel, and she is just so fun, and she is so passionate about life and running the race for Christ. And so we're just excited for the girls and their leaders to get to hear from her and to be encouraged by her.
I think you said it so well that I wrote down quotes from all of you guys. This is the next generation of Elizabeth Elliott's. And I'm like, woo, stand up, pay attention, right? That's good stuff. The Lotties, the Annies. Okay, as we wind down, I want to thank you guys so much. All of you guys will be with us this fall at Awesome. They're going to be the faculty. I'm calling them the faculty. They're my friends. They're the ladies that have the hearts, that have the knowledge. They're going to pour into the content that we're going to deliver to the community, both to the leaders and to the student girls, okay? But they will also be part of planning this fall's conference. So let me quickly tell you, the date of that conference this year will be on November 6th and 7th. We will not be having it at Springfield this year. We'll be just a little bit, got to think of my directions, east of Springfield, Indicator at Tabernacle. And the reason why is we outgrew it. We outgrew the building. So Awesome just seems to be connecting. So we know there's a need there for our student girls. And so we're inviting you guys to come and be part of that this year. And these ladies will be there in person and pouring into that program. So bring your girls and watch for more information on that. And then join us with the Awesome online community. Ladies, I just want to thank you for being with us today, giving your time. Again, you sincerely, you guys spur me on. Ladies, if you'll watch our website, Illinois Baptist Women, you can go to IBSA/women. You will find details on how to connect to the Awesome online community. You will also see promotional materials for the Awesome conference coming up this fall. And it's also a chance this year, not only for it to be a good quality program for your girls, but it's a chance for you to come and connect to Carrie and Haley and Savannah and Betsy and meet them personal so that you can continue that relationship online as they leave and go home. So friends, thank you so much for joining us today on today's podcast. Ladies, thank you, not just for the podcast, but thank you for what you're investing into to our students here in Illinois. Let's expect God-sized things and let the God of the Bible become the God of our life, the I Am for today. So thank you, ladies, for tuning in. Again, IBSA/women for the details on the Awesome Conference and how to connect to the online community.
Thank you for listening to the Priority Now podcast. Please continue to join us on the journey to know Christ and make Him known.